Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Trina. Today is the third day of October. Welcome. So great to be here with you today as we are starting off a new week together. Excited to be here. And the weather, I feel like, has dramatically shifted in Nashville where, I don't know about dramatically, but we're starting to have our blip of fall where the leaves turn one color that's beautiful in the morning, and then by the evening they're like falling off the trees. It was a beautiful, beautiful weekend, and it's kind of like you have to be really bundled up in the morning, but then as you go out and run like your errands or you're outside in the afternoon, you're sweating. So that is fall in the South for you, but beautiful weather. So happy that it's not deathly hot outside anymore and that the humidity is kind of chilling out. I do wish that the mosquitoes would just die off in Jesus' name. But we got a little bit longer to go for that. But hopefully you are well rested, or that you've had a great weekend, and excited for what this week is going to hold. Today we are in the book of Matthew, chapter 2. We are also in the book of Luke, chapter 2, verse 39 through 52. And this week we are in the New International Version. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. When they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, and having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. When they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. "Get up," he said. "Take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him." So he got up, took the child and his mother during the night and left for Egypt, where he stayed until the death of Herod. And so was fulfilled what the Lord had said through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I called my son." When Herod realized what he had been outwitted by the Magi, he was furious. And he gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity who were 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had learned from the Magi. Then what was said through the prophet Jeremiah was fulfilled. "A voice is heard in Ramah, weeping in great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children and refusing to be comforted because they are no more." After Herod died, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, to Joseph, in Egypt, and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who are trying to take the child's life are dead." So he got up, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning in Judea in place of his father Herod, he was too afraid to go there. Having been warned in a dream, he withdrew to the district of Galilee, and he went and lived in a town called Nazareth. so was fulfilled what was said through the prophets, that he would be called a Nazarene. Luke 2:39-52. When Joseph and Mary had done everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong. He was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was on him. Every year Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover. When he was 12 years old, they went up to the festival according to the custom. After the festival was over, while his parents were returning home, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but they were unaware of it. Thinking he was in their company, they traveled on for a day. Then they began looking for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they went back to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. Everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. His mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you." "Why were you searching for me?" he asked. "Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he was saying to them. Then he went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them. But his mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature, and in favor with God and man. The story has always made me laugh. And now that I'm a parent and reading it, it makes me laugh even harder. Because it's this moment where Jesus is like, I don't need to communicate this. Like, of course I need to be in my father's house. Like, you guys can keep going on ahead. No worries. Don't worry about me. My parents will come back and find me in 3 days. And then Mary and Joseph, they catch up with Jesus and they're like, "We have been anxiously searching for you, dude. Like, what in the world?" And it just makes me think, I mean, Jesus is 12, which is in Jewish culture now a man, and definitely getting into those teenage years. And I feel like maybe not every teenager, because I've not been every teenager, but just that phase of like, who am I? My parents don't get me. They don't understand me kind of phase. And Jesus is like, no, my parents like actually don't understand me. They don't understand what's happening here. And that part just makes me laugh. And also, there's not too many glimpses of Jesus that we get that aren't him being 30 and in his ministry. And so reading things like this, we get very little stories and very little context of who he was growing up. Like, we don't have anything about Jesus being a toddler other than they were kind of running for their lives and depending on dreams to tell them when it was safe to be, which that's hard. I don't really know what that's like, but that I can only imagine is really hard, especially in formative years of your life. But I love reading the stories of Jesus and him being fully God and fully man, and just trying to imagine what that would have even been like to raise, like to be his mother and to, you know, be praying like, "God, give me guidance, give me direction for your son, for the one who has come to save us all." And I really think Mary walked in that in grace and in humility. I'm not even sure. Like, I would love to read her parenting books. I would listen to her parenting podcast. But God, I thank you so much for your word. And I thank you for the stories in your word that really make it feel alive to us, that make you feel so real to us. And I thank you for even the stories of today that just show us that you are true and real when you say that you are fully God and fully man. And what a concept that must have been for your son to have lived out. How tricky and maybe lonely and misunderstood that was. And so, God, I just pray that whether we find ourselves in that story of feeling misunderstood or feeling you know, like a parent, and what am I doing in my parenting? What am I doing just in life? God, I thank you that truly there's no right way. There's no right words or right path or like the perfect path. But I thank you that what is right and what is good is following in your footsteps and following under your guidance and direction. And so I thank you for your word, and I thank you for your people that are good and true and safe. And it is in your name we pray. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com is our website. That's our home base, so be sure to check that out. If there is things that we as a community can come alongside of you and pray for you, you can call in at 800-583-2164. Or if you listen through the app, there's a way for you to record your prayer requests through there, and they get sent in and played at the end of every day's podcast. So be sure to utilize that. But that is all for today. I'm Trina. I love you, and I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Good morning, DABC. This is God's Sunshine in California. And today is September 26th, and I just finished listening to Jill read Nehemiah. And then Jill, your commentary at the end really spoke to me about rebuilding and about God getting the glory and about strength and endurance, because over the last couple of years with the legal battle my husband and I have been in with our business, that's been exactly our prayers. And so just wanted to update you all that we settled in mediation last week. And the stronghold they have had over us and our business for the last 2 years is going to be over. And we will be able to have the freedom to take back our business and our lives and rebuild and grow. And God is in control of it all. And although we could have fought harder, or we could have continued the fight and not settled, we felt in our heart that God was calling us to close out this season and walk into the next with Him by our side, stronger than we were before. So I ask for your continued prayers over us and our business as we go forward, that we would continue to get to serve the community in which we live in with honest and caring hard work. And we just thank you, and we thank the Lord for His hand over us through all of it. Love you, DABC. Have a great day.
Hi, this is John Houston. I'm just calling for prayers for my family. We are in desperate need financially, even more so than maybe our neighbors or friends or people know. And I'm just praying that I thought I had a way to provide for my family. I've been out of work for a year, and thought it was finally coming to an end, and had people praying for it. And through a series of unfortunate things we couldn't control, it just didn't pan out. So right now we really are at the end of our resources, and we just desperately need intercession to help provide for our family. And so, DAB community, I really appreciate your prayers for our finances and for our faith and for our endurance. Love you all. Thanks.
Hello, DABC family. My name is Dee, and I'm in Texas. And while I've been a faithful listener of this podcast for a while, I've never felt worthy of calling in to ask for my own prayer. And today I would like to change that, because I'm not well. On the outside looking in, most people would not know that I am probably what you could call a functional depressive. I've dealt with depression for a long time, and it centers really on two issues that I would love your prayers on. My first issue is medical. I've had some medical issues over the last couple of years, and I haven't really gotten comprehensive or clear diagnosis and thus clear treatment steps. And these issues have been pervasive. And so it has affected me in several ways, physically, definitely mentally and emotionally. So I would love your prayer there for healing and for clarity and understanding of how to live my healthiest life. And then the second area that causes me difficulty is that I am in my late 30s, and for whatever reasons, God has said it is not yet my season to, you know, marry my purpose partner, my husband, have a family, and that leaves me quite sad sometimes, quite lonely. And so I would ask for your prayers there, because right now I'm dealing with depression and I don't really have a joy factor. It is hard to get up every day and to live because I don't know necessarily what I'm living for. And so I would really love your prayers there to just help me find joy in this season of my life. Thank you all for everyone's contributions that make this podcast great. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hey, my glorious Dab C fam. This is Kingdom Seeker Daniel. Family, I want to lift up a couple of Dab Seers, so if you'd be so kind to join me, I'd appreciate it. Father, I come on behalf of your servants, Lady Jill, Mrs. China Brown, Ben Brown, and Little Reagan the Brave. You see how our family has taken a hit with their health. You see the Bell's palsy that has reemerged in Jill's life. And you see the illness that has hit the Brown family. And we are asking, O great Jehovah Rapha, if you will please grant your healing even now over Lady Jill and the entire Brown family. Lord, we ask that you will allow the medications that have been prescribed for Lady Jill to do what it's supposed to do. But even the more, we ask that your divine healing will flourish so that her face can be completely restored. And we thank you, God, for her pushing through the discomfort and the embarrassment. And I thank you, God, for her labor of love, for being able to step in for her daughter. And we do pray for the healing of Miss China and Ben, that you would spare little Reagan and let healing prevail in Jesus' name. Amen.